Go.
I think he's on his way, isn't he? Because we can hear him. Let's move this chair a little bit nearer.
Can
I get to climb into the chair? Come on, you can do this because you haven't got any shoes on. Well, the men have been round, haven't they, gathering all the bags together?
Yeah.
And they've left us clean dustbin bags for next week.
Heard them.
I can hear them as well. Well, that's an aeroplane as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can hear him, but instead of coming down this road, he goes down the other one, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And we can hear him at the street behind.
I heard him drumming.
You heard him coming?
Drumming along the road.
Oh, sorry, you heard him droving along the road. Driving along the road, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Because the bus just in wagon.
Oh, I hope not. No, it's a car with an L plate on it, isn't it? Can you see that square sticker on the front? It says L, a red L. L, letter L. It's obviously somebody learning to drive. Oh, yes, she won't be very happy if she meets a dustbin man coming, will she?
No.
Quite cold outside.
Where did the dustbin man gone?
He must have gone to collect the rubbish from the other street, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Where have we just been?
I don't know.
You don't know? We just this second walked in the house. Where have we been all day? You're shaking your head. Can you not remember where you've just come from?
No.
We've just walked home from Joe and Becky's house.
Hmm?
Have we been there for lunch?
No.
We have. We went there this morning. We put the rubbish out for the rubbish man. And then we walked round to Joe and Becky's house. And you've been playing with the toys. What else have you been doing?
I don't know.
You don't know? You've been playing with the toys.
Mm.
And we had lunch. What did you eat? Thomas, what did you eat at Joe's house?
I don't know. Oh, the light on here.
Yes, that's the light on the microphone.
What's it mean?
Where's it been?
What does it mean?
Oh, what's it mean? It means it's working and it's turned on.
Yeah.
It's when the light goes off we have to worry. You have to tell Mummy then. No, don't touch the window.
I'm holding it. Look. A ladder. A ladder.
No, Thomas, no, you're not to do that. No. If you do that, we're going to have to move the chair well away from the window and you'll miss seeing the dustbin men. Listen, they're coming now. Get ready to wave to the men, won't you? Oh, here he is. Here he is. Oh, yes. That looks like a new driver.
It's not waving.
No.
That one waving. Bieber.
There goes our rubbish.
Who?
The men aren't wearing gloves today, are they?
No.
Bye-bye. That was really quick today, wasn't it?
It's not gone yet.
Right, he's near Sue's house now, isn't he? Can you see?
Yeah.
I'll hold you. Oh, we can't see as much because...
Brian.
Yeah, there's Uncle Brian. He's gone to get his new bin back, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Daddy's got his car at home. So the car's in the way a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Don't breathe on the window, otherwise if you steam, you won't be able to see. Just stand still. Keep watching them. Don't lean on the window, Thomas, because you'll breathe and then it'll steam up and you won't be able to see them. Right, they're going. Bye-bye. Doesn't look like the usual men to me.
Two wheels.
Oh, I've not seen those two men before who are putting the bags in the bin. And the driver's different. Oh. Bye-bye, dustbin man.
No one. Or an old lip.
We didn't see him last week, did we?
No. We're one this night.
Pardon?
We're one this night.
What about last night?
We're dustbin wagon this night.
Can't tell what you're saying. You're saying something about last night.
this night.
This night?
Yeah.
You mean tonight?
Yeah. A big red dustbin wagon.
Oh, a big red dustbin wagon. Oh, that's, we see on Fridays a big red dustbin wagon. We're going to Disbury, don't we? But ours is Stockport, Thomas, so it's green and white. Didsbury have the big red ones, don't they?
Yeah.
But then tomorrow, when we're going to toddler group, it's dustbin day to day for the people in that area of Heaton Mersey. So as we're walking to toddler group tomorrow, we'll see lots of bin bags, won't we?
Well, the dustbin man green.
He's gone, look. I don't know what he's done with Sue's new bin bag. I can't see it. He usually puts it through a letter box.
Oh.
In fact, I don't even know what he's done with our bag, do you know? No. I can still hear the lorry.
Me too.
Me too, you can as well.
Not heard of Ebor. Ebor is far away.
It's far away now, Ebor, yes. No.
Hey, stop.
No, I told you when you started doing that through the window, if you had to get down, that's the end of that now. No. No, you're not doing that, Thomas. It's dangerous. If you fall, you'll end up outside. It'll hurt, won't it? Now what are we going to look for?
I don't know.
No, I don't. I think we could do with washing your hands.
You know.
Because you've been touching Sooty, haven't you?
Yes, I'm Joe's pram.
Joe's pram?
Yeah.
Well, we've just walked back from Joe's house with Becky in her pram, Joe pushing the pram, and Sooty running along at the side because they've taken Sooty along to the park, haven't they, for a good run round. But you've been playing with Sooty in the house as well, haven't you?
Joe, stop it, stay away!
Stop it, stay away. Is that what Joe said to Sooty the dog when he came near you?
Yes.
Sooty, stay away. Yes, I don't think she wanted Sooty playing with you, really, because he's a lovely dog, but he gets a little bit excited, doesn't he? He likes to lick you. What have we got here? Thomas's blanket.
What's it mean?
It means I've washed all your blankets and they're hanging up there to dry.
Yeah.
They still feel a little bit damp.
Yeah, it's up in the north way. Am I like a snake?
You're like a snake? Oh, are you tired now? Are you curling up for a little sleep? Ah, oh, my baby's having a little sleep.
My snake.
Is he having a little sleep? I think we better get your nappy changed, actually, Thomas, as well.
No.
Well, I think
you need a nappy change.
Oh, I don't need a nappy change, which I think you do, darling.
No. My snake. My snake. My snake.
Your snake. I'll get a bowl with some water and you can wash your hands. And then we'll change your nappy.
No. I don't change my nappy.
Sure, thanks. Oh, we went out a long time ago, Thomas. You've not had it changed. And you had Ribena.
Yeah.
You had milk before we went. You had Ribena when we got there. And you had a big glass of orange at lunchtime.
Blackcurrant juice.
And in a few minutes after you've had your nappy change, we'll have another drink. Let's just wash your hands. Come and do this now for me, please. That's it. Come on, we brought the bowl in here. Let's roll your sleeves up. That's right, let's roll your sleeves up. You were playing in the tent as well, weren't you?
Yeah, and Mum.
And Mum, we were all in the tent. There you are, just one at a time. Because the bowl's quite small, isn't it?
And
Sooty
too.
Steady.
And Sooty.
Yes, Sooty came in. There was Joe, Becky, Mummy, Thomas, and Sooty.
Dear me.
Dear me. Yes.
Now Thomas. It's Thomas.
What about Thomas?
Down in the tank.
Pardon?
Down in the tank.
Down in the tank?
Down to Right on.
Oh, in the tent.
Down in the tent. See, buddy.
Everybody going in the tent. Right, let's try that one on the towel. How's that?
That one's not sticky.
No, they're not sticky, Thomas, but you've been playing with the doggy a lot, haven't you? He's been licking you. So I think before you have a drink. That's right. He's a nice doggy, Sooty, isn't he? Do you know who he reminds me of?
Yeah.
Who?
Snake.
A snake? No, he reminds me of Auntie Mabel's Pippin. Or do you think Pippin's a girl, Sooty's a boy?
My snake.
Are you a snake? Sit up now. Come back in the bowl, that's it. That's lovely, isn't it? Do you feel nice and clean? How's that? That's lovely, isn't it?
Just all the dirty in the sink.
Pardon?
Dirty it in the sink.
Dirty it in the sink. Oh no, we're not emptying it in the sink yet. Let's pull your sleeves down.
All the dirty in the sink.
Well, not just yet. Shall we wash your feet as well while we're here?
No.
You have to go get that little chair. I was meaning the little stool. Sorry, I did say the chair, but that little stool. You sit on that.
My snake.
The sun's coming out now.
My snake.
Your snake. Right, what's on to you? I'll just do one foot at a time because your little feet got a bit cold when we were coming back.
Yeah.
And take your foot off and shall we put... Oh, it's that bowl of water. How does that feel?
Feels nice.
Does it feel nice and warm?
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we just wet the cloth? Thomas, no. No, that was naughty, wasn't it? That's a naughty boy. You knew you hadn't to do that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why did you do it?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
I did it in the sink.
No, I said we couldn't tip it in the sink yet. Right, let's take your other sock off.
Not do it again.
No, you won't do it again. Otherwise, I'm going to get very, very cross, won't she? But you knew we weren't doing that, didn't you?
Yeah.
There we are. How's that? Does that feel nice?
Yeah.
Right, should we wet this cloth again?
Yeah.
And rub that. How's that?
Not got any trouble.
Not got any trouble? Well, you did a bit then, Thomas.
Wasn't
really good what you did, was it?
It smells good. It's all gone.
Nearly. Right, let's just put the towel there to soak that up. Are you happy sitting there a minute? I'll go and get a towel to dry your feet. What are you doing?
I'm lying down on the floor.
You're lying down on the floor, why?
I go low like this. No, like this. Not that like this. I don't like this.
What don't you like?
I like nothing up now.
What's the matter?
I don't like nothing up like that. Rolling about. Rolling about.
Rolling about?
Yes.
Right. Let's go and do your nappy now.
No, it's drying, my body's drying.
No, I think it's going to be wet if we don't do something about it now.
Not wet now.
No, it isn't wet now, but if we don't change, it will be, won't it?
I don't need a change. I'm fine.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing now? Looking at Postman Pat box? Your feet feel warm anyway, don't they?
No. It's hot.
They feel hot, yes they do feel hot. But they were very cold when we came in, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. They want to read one.
You want to read one of the books? Well, you look at the pictures and tell me what you can see while I'm changing this. Purdy's ready for coming inside again. What's she reading?
Hello. My picture's a C. Not very good.
What's not very good?
This.
That book you're reading? I think two of them are Christmas ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because the first one says a busy time for Postman Pat.
Yeah.
And I think that's the book where they're getting ready for Christmas, aren't they? Mm. So he's got lots of things to deliver. There are all sorts of things going on in the village, aren't there? There's a village hall to decorate and cakes and jellies and things to be made for the parties.
Yeah.
And the next one is called Christmas in Greendale. Mm. And that's very much the same. Christmassy stories.
They read it.
And that one's called Peter Fogg's Farm. What were we doing at Becky's house with the animal box? Do you remember reading those?
Yeah. Were you reading that?
What books, what animals were there in Becky's box?
No, no.
You don't know? Well, there was a cow. What did the cow say?
Moo, moo, moo.
What did the pig say? And what about the duck?
Wah, wah.
And the other thing was a sheep, wasn't it? A little lamb.
No.
A little woolly lamb. Do you remember?
Snakes.
Snakes? You like snakes, don't you?
Mine's a snake.
That's ever since Daddy took you to PetSmart on Saturday. You saw some snakes, didn't you? What else did you look at when you were there?
No elephants.
No, there were no elephants.
No, in the jungle. Some big fishes.
You saw some big fishes?
Yeah.
You didn't see elephants because they were in the jungle, but you saw big fishes?
Yes.
Big fish?
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Not sea auntie Frank.
You didn't see little Auntie Frank's?
No.
You didn't see any fish like the ones that you got at Uncle David's house?
No.
Wow. Why have you called them both Auntie Frank, Thomas?
Mine's not got a tail, Daddy's got a tail.
Mummy's not got a tail, Daddy's got a tail, a fish.
Yeah.
The daddy tail has a fish, doesn't it? Sorry, the daddy fish has a tail. Mummy's getting mixed up. That little bit of sun's gone in now again. I was surprised how cold it was when we came back from Becky's house.
Yeah.
There was a message on the answer machine when we got in from Sonny, wasn't there? Asking us if we wanted to go to the park. So I think what we'll do, get your nappy on, have a little drink. And then we'll give Sonny a ring to see if they've gone. And if they haven't, would you like a quick run around the park with Sonny and Isabel?
Yeah. And Daddy Rod.
Well, Daddy Rod will be at work, won't he, like your daddy is?
Yes.
But they might have gone already, Thomas, in which case we're not going to the park on our own. We'll just go for a walk around the estate.
Sonny, go out on Limby.
Well, it would be nice to go with Sonny and Isabel, wouldn't it, for the company, but...
Mm.
It's a little bit too late to start walking to the park on our own now.
Getting Sonny about.
Nice clean nappy.
A
snake? We'll have to see if we can find some pictures of snakes.
My snake.
You're a snake? Sometimes I think you're a wriggly worm. You could be a slippery snake, couldn't you?
Mm.
Slippery. this snake slipping all over the place. Would you like to put your legs down straight? Good boy.
Oh, my snake, a lot of good boy. Snake.
Well, you're a good boy, Thomas. Most of the time, you're a very, very good
boy. Not snake.
Well, you're a good snake. Oh, what's she doing? Flicking your tongue in and out. No, no. Just a minute now, darling.
I'm a snake.
You're a snake? Oh, the snake's kissing his mummy. Am I a mummy snake? A big, slippery, wriggly mummy snake. Am I? Oh, look, it's raining now. Purdy's outside. Look, I've just looked through the glass. And there's all rain on the patio. Oh, well, we won't be going to the park if it's raining.
No.
Right, Henry, a quick shower. Look, you're kissing me. You usually do that when you're tired. Are you feeling tired?
No.
You've had quite a busy day, haven't you?
Well, this is good. Hello, wake up.
Hello, Purdy. Right. Oh, that's a good boy.
My snake.
All right, a good snake, a nice snake. Would you like spaghetti bolognese for tea tonight, Thomas?
Yeah.
What else we're going to have?
And sausages.
No, we can't have sausages. You've had sausages at the weekend. I think that would be a good thing to have, don't you? Oh, giving mummy lots of cuddles.
And lots of kisses.
And lots of kisses.
And my snake. My snake.
Right, so let's put your slippers on now. Just about dried off after you ran across the grass in the one Friday. Do you remember that when we were waving goodbye to Demetra? You ran across the grass, didn't you? That was naughty, really, wasn't it? Because you were very near the road, weren't you? And some cars could have come round the corner quickly. And that would have been the end of Thomas. What a mess that would have been.
We're so far away.
You would be very far away if you'd been knocked down by a car, yes. Are you showing Purdy your snake impression?
Purdy likes snakes.
Do you think she does?
Yeah.
I don't remember Purdy's ever seen a snake, Thomas. She's perhaps seen a little... I've forgotten what they're called, a little snake in the grass.
Yeah.
Grass snake.
Grass snake, must grass
snake.
No, I need to know grass.
That's a wrapper from the mini disc, isn't it?
This is Mr. Grass.
He's just looking for your hairbrush. I was going to give you hair another brush. Here we are. Here we are, you smart boy.
Must a lovely snake.
You're a lovely snake?
Yeah.
Would you like to read one of the postman's pat books?
Yeah, throw a box here. That's it. I throw a box snake.
No, if you throw the box down, that's no good, is it? Let's get pretty.
Yeah. My snakers. My lovely snake.
I don't think it's raining now. Right, which one? We can only read one. Which one are we going to have?
This one.
The Christmas in Greendale? Right, or a busy time for Postman Pat?
Yeah.
A busy time for Postman Pat. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes. Dark.
It is dark outside of Postman Pat's house, isn't it? He's looking through the window and you can see the moon in the sky. Pat gets up bright and early when the village is still in bed. He sets off in his special van. It's small and square and
red.
Postman Pat does an important job delivering the mail. He brings the post, come rain or shine, through snow or sleet or hail. There's a parcel for PC Selby and a letter for Reverend Timms. There's a magazine for Mrs. Pottage and a postcard for the twins. Pat travels all over Greendale with a card for Peter Fogg, a new hat for Dr. Gilbertson, and a painting of Snap.
Dog.
The dog. Just one thing's left, says Postman Pat. Who is it for? Let's see. Oh, good, Pat says. It's come at last. A brand new cap for me. It's a nice story, isn't it? Do you want the Greendale Christmas in Greendale one?
Yeah.
And then that's it. It's Christmas soon, says Mrs. Goggins, and there's such a lot to do. Jess is helping too, yes. The picture shows Jess helping with the sellotape, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cards to write and presents to wrap. The village party to organise too. Granny Dryden lends a hand, making buns and sausage rolls.
But they are sausage rolls.
Purdy's coming through. What did you say? Purdy's a sausage roll?
Yeah.
Sarah makes cakes and trifles and wobbly jellies in big bowls.
Focus. Wobbles jelly, baby.
I've got a job for you two, says Mrs. Goggins to Sam and Pat. There's the village hall to decorate. Can you help by doing that? Of course we will, says Postman Pat. That really sounds like fun. With paper chains and bright balloons, the job is quickly done. Did we have paper chains at Christmas?
Yes, and for Miss Knight, I pull them.
You pull them?
Miss Knight. Pull them last night.
You pulled them last night?
Yeah.
Oh no, it was weeks and weeks ago now that we had paper chains, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What's the date today? Is it the 24th today?
Yeah.
Let me have a look on the calendar. I can't remember what day it is. Although it's Monday.
So it's Monday.
It's Monday the 24th of January, and I have a feeling that it might have been Christmas Eve, which would be the 24th of December when we were making paper chains. You want a drink? Well, let's just finish reading this book and then we can get one. But the lights go out. What's happening?
Is that?
It's very hard to see. Well, the lights have gone out, and I think that must be Postman Pat because we can see his glasses. And perhaps that's Sam from the mobile shop because we know he's in the village hall with Pat and he's not got glasses. And then who's this at the bottom with green eyes?
Yes.
Pussycats have green eyes. Have you ever seen Birdie's eyes?
Yes, it's blue.
No, they're not blue. She's here, let me lift her up.
Yeah, okay.
Oops. Come here, Purdy.
Purdy!
There we are. Oh, she's wet. She feels wet with being outside. You look at her eyes. Let's put the light on. Very gently. Don't touch her, but just look.
Green eyes.
Green
more
eyes.
Like Jess.
Green eyes more like Jess?
Mm-hmm.
There you are. Thank you, Purdy, for letting us look at your eyes. Beautiful green eyes. I've just put some biscuits on the food, Thomas, and we'll finish the story.
My bag, you.
Right, I think we better read that little bit again. I've got a job for you two, says Mrs. Goggins to Sam and Pat. There's the village hall to decorate. Can you help by doing that? Of course we will, says Postman Pat. That really sounds like fun. With paper chains and bright balloons, the job is quickly done. But the lights go out.
What's that?
What's happening? It's very hard to see. Ted flicks a switch. Oh, such delight. the Greendale Christmas tree.
Hold it.
Want to hold it? Mm. We read another story, didn't we, earlier on?
Yeah.
About a Christmas tree. Now, where was that Christmas tree?
No.
Was it at the station?
No. B&Q.
It was at B&Q, was it?
Yes.
Well, no, it was a story about Thomas the Tank Engine, because the Fat Controller said there was going to be a party at the station with Christmas carols and a big Christmas tree. And he had jobs for them all to do, and he sent Thomas the Tank Engine to go and get the tree, didn't he?
Yes.
But unfortunately, there was a very, very heavy snowfall, and what happened to Thomas?
He got drafted.
I think that's a cross between stuck and stranded, isn't it? He got stranded in the snow there. So Donald and Douglas had snowploughs fitted to them, and they set off to help clear the track. And then one or two other engines went and helped dig Thomas out, didn't they?
Mm.
And he got back just in time for them to quickly decorate the tree. And then everybody arrived for the carol party, didn't they?
Yeah.
And the Fat Controller said, because you've done such a good job, engines, you know, you can all stay. Oh, Thomas, don't do that. But you've done this with your other books. You're folding them all in half, aren't you? Why are you doing that? No, I don't know, but you're going to spoil them. Father Christmas bought you these books, didn't he?
No, look!
Yeah, you wouldn't be very pleased.
It's got a Christmas tree on it.
Yes, it has a Christmas tree on it. That's some holly. Father Christmas wouldn't be pleased, Thomas, if he thought you were bending the books in half, would he?
No. But crying.
He would be crying, yes.
Yes.
So going back to the Thomas the Tank Engine story, the Fat Controller was so pleased with all the engines for helping to get Thomas out that he said as a treat he could stay and listen to the carols.
And the snake's going to sleep.
The snake's going to sleep? Oh, I don't think you can have a sleep this afternoon, Thomas. You'll be too late to bed if you do that. You tired boy. Night, night. Shall we have a little break and a drink of milk?
No. Black currant juice.
Yes, some black currant juice. Okay, I'll organise that. I think it's time to get down, don't you? There's some orange there. Would you like a little piece of orange?
No. Orange juice.
Orange juice.
Because over here, there, my drink things.
Your drink things, yes, it's a box of drinking straws.
You can hold a box, please.
Well, I thought we might make a snake.
Okay. Oh, I want it.
Look, what's this? Does that look a bit like a snake? I was looking in this book to see if I could see a picture of a snake. Look, can you see that? It's wrapped itself round something, hasn't it? It's wrapped itself round a branch with some leaves.
Look, a fish.
Yes.
Look, another fish.
Yes, another fish. Can you see its little tongue?
Mm.
What's it doing?
More like an elephant.
More like an elephant?
Yeah.
It's flicking in and out, isn't it?
And I have a big elephant.
There is a picture of a big elephant, yes. And what's that? You know what that is, don't you?
Yeah, a giraffe.
Giraffe?
Yes.
Ah. Oh. Is that a little ginger kitten?
Yeah. Another elephant.
Another elephant.
Eating bananas.
Is it eating bananas?
Yeah.
I don't think it is. It's not doing anything in the picture, is it?
No, that.
Oh, tarantula. That's a big spider.
What's this? What's this?
That's called a centipede.
That.
It's lots and lots and lots of legs, hasn't it?
That.
Now, you should know what that is. Do you remember in the summer?
Mm-hmm.
We had to be careful with them, didn't we?
Mm.
Wasps.
What was that?
That's a slug.
Slug.
You've seen slugs before, haven't you?
Yeah.
And...
what's that?
A spider.
Look. don't like spiders.
I don't like spiders. And you've seen a fly before, haven't you?
Yeah, and I'm going to put it away now.
You don't like that book?
I'll put it around here.
Put it around there. And it's a bit creepy crawly, isn't it?
Creepy crawly, isn't it? Don't go one eye. Just one eye.
It's just got one eye, has it, that snake? Yeah. But these are some of Mummy's beads. Don't really wear them very often. But look, they're a bit like snakes, aren't they?
I'm going to do it.
You want to do it?
Yes, it's a necklace. It's a neck.
It's a necklace, that's right, you're putting it around your neck.
It's very snaky.
Look
at that.
That's a blue necklace, that looks like a blue snake. And this is a piece of wool.
Yes.
What I thought we'd do, we've got a box here of drinking straws.
Oh, yes.
Yellow, blue.
And then one
out. Will you get a green one out and a pink one out, please? A green one.
I can't get one.
That. Green one, lovely, and a pink one.
Lovely.
Lovely?
Yes. Okay. Oops. Oh dear.
Which one have you dropped?
One pink one.
The pink one. We'll get some of the pink one out.
Yes.
What I thought I'd do with these scissors is snip these straws into small pieces. Whoops, the daisy. You've got to be careful because they're going to spring all over the place, aren't they?
One snip. I'm going to do it.
I think Mummy's better doing the scissor things, don't you?
Don't want to me.
Right, let's cut the others up.
Blue snake. And bite you.
Is it biting Mummy?
Is this?
This could be a necklace, really, couldn't it? There we are, we've cut up all these little bits of drinking straw.
And I've got mines. And I want lots of straws.
Lots of straws?
Lots of.
Now, are we going to thread it like this?
No, and lots of straws.
Well, I don't think we can play with any more than these, Thomas, because otherwise, when it comes to wanting a drink with a straw, they'll all be damaged, won't they? Look.
And you've got one. It's mine.
Is it yours?
Yeah.
Your necklace?
Yeah. I'm just making my snake properly.
You're making your snake properly? The trouble is the wool is quite thick, isn't it?
Yeah.
To get through these bits of straw.
You like little straws?
You like little bits of straws?
My watch.
Oh, I see. You've put some beads around your wrist, like a watch.
It's my watch, yes.
Your watch?
Yeah. That's why I've got something gold around it. So. And there's a magic show.
Did you say it's a magic show?
Yeah.
You saw some magic shows at Christmas. Do you remember Molly's party?
Yeah.
What was that man doing?
No, no.
He was doing some tricks with balloons, wasn't he?
Yeah. Bang!
It did, eventually it went bang, didn't it? We got it home and we had it a few days. He made a dog, didn't he?
Yeah.
And we carried it back on the train, didn't we?
Yeah.
Do you remember we got off the train?
Yeah.
And then we walked through Manchester, didn't we? See what shops were open to do some Christmas shopping. Can you see what we're doing? We're threading this onto there.
Not on the hole.
Oh, would you like to put the next bit of straw?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. I'll buy another ring. Another watch.
Another ring, another watch. putting Mummy's beads on, aren't you? This is quite good, isn't it?
It's not very good.
Is it not very good?
I need a lot, so I need this. Need this to make apples now.
To make some apples?
Yeah. Not need all these straws.
Mum's still stringing the straws on. What would you like to do with these straws? There you are. Have a blue one, a pink one, a green one, and a yellow one.
Lots of ones.
Want lots of ones. No, you can't have any more, darling.
Yes. I'm building like a snake.
You're building a snake as well.
All snipped up.
Yes, these drinking straws that Mummy took out before, we've cut them up. Is that what you mean by snip them up? We've cut them into small pieces.
And one and two.
So that it's bright.
More.
Well, just let's see what we're going to do with this. And more. I think this will bend as well, won't it, with the pieces being cut into small pieces.
Bend.
Don't it's quite bend. Springy, the wool.
Yeah.
We just had a conversation with Geraldine and Jake on the phone, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've not seen them for a long, long time.
No. I'm on this ring something. We want to ring something now.
You want to ring something?
Ring something. Ring.
What did you say to Jake on the telephone when you spoke to him?
Watching Teletubbies. Okay, bye.
You told him you were watching Teletubbies. You weren't actually watching Teletubbies, though, were you?
Yeah.
You weren't. Teletubbies wasn't on television.
Yeah.
I think Jake ran into the wall or the door and bumped his toe, didn't he? Mm. We've been invited to go round there tomorrow afternoon. Mm. And Reardon will be there with his mummy. Would you like to go?
No.
No?
Thanks, no thanks.
Well, we're going to go to playgroup tomorrow morning. I think it would be nice to go and see him. We used to see Jake every week, didn't we?
We're going to go. Hey! The watch! No. Take it off.
Take it off?
Yeah.
You've just about finished threading them all on. Look at this.
I'm going to do it. Let's tie it. No.
Otherwise they'll all drop off, won't they?
I want to ring this. I want to pick the apple. Yeah, a ring lid.
A green lid. I've just realised you've seen the Play-Doh, haven't you? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Because I thought we could make some more snakes with that.
Yes. I don't want to do it. There's a snake. It's a snake now.
Is it?
Yes.
And what are you going to call your snake?
Auntie Frank.
Auntie Frank?
Yeah.
So you've now got two fishes called Auntie Frank.
Yeah.
And a snake. What is Auntie Frank, Thomas?
Me.
You're Auntie Frank?
Yeah.
I'm trying to tie a very big knot in the end of this so the straws don't fall off.
It's my snake.
It is your snake, isn't it?
Yeah.
What shall we call him? Sammy the Snake? Mm. I think Sammy's a good name. What are you doing now, blowing through this straw?
I spit in it.
No, don't spit in it. That's not nice, is it? No, Thomas. Spitting is not nice.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, yes.
There we are.
My snake.
That's your snake. We've made a snake.
Auntie Frank.
That's called Auntie Frank as well?
Yeah. Put some labels alike. More labels on it.
Are you saying put some labels on it?
Yeah, labels, yeah.
What do you mean, labels?
There's no labels, but I've got a nice bag, no lilies. Put this on the cheeks. Build a bed.
I'm not quite sure what you're saying to me, Thomas.
I'm building a bed.
You're building a bed?
Yes, I like this. And the lady sit and put it down in the shop.
Talk me through that again, Thomas.
I put it in a shop.
You're going to put it in a shop?
Yeah.
To sell it?
Yeah.
Do you mean like the two fish that you bought?
Yeah. I'm digging the fish down there.
You're digging a fish down there?
Yeah.
You're dangling the snake we've just made over the side of your chair, aren't you, onto the floor? You're pretending to do some fishing?
Yeah. And no fish on here. And then just go and paying the fish. Merp. Put some sea seats. Put sea seats on. Not labels on.
Got labels on. Well, you're now playing with the snake we've just made and some of Mummy's beads, aren't you?
Yes. Let's put it better off. Put it down here. Got some strings. Put some strings on. Not strings.
Strings?
Yes, it's not naked. It's my strings.
It's your strings, but all the beads are strung onto some wire, aren't they? Very fine wire.
And I lick. Just lick on a label.
You're licking a label?
Yeah.
Which part of the necklace do you think is the label?
It's the label, like this.
Label? I'm not quite sure. Are you meaning something you sometimes see tags hanging on parcels? Is that what you're thinking of, that sort of label?
Yeah.
Do you like this?
It's my parcel.
It's your parcel? I thought it was your snake. Look, slithering along, slither, slither. Look, it curls up when it wants to go to sleep. Look, it's a sleepy snake. It's a tired snake, so he's curling himself round and round and round. And he's resting his weary head. Yeah, there's a sleepy snake. Oh, are you giving it a kiss before it goes to bed?
Round and round, dear.
Oh, Mummy's kissing it. I don't think I'd like to kiss a real snake, would you?
No.
No.
I won't sleep.
You're going to sleep again. Shall we pretend this is the little place where snakes sleep? And look, we can pop him inside, can't we?
Yeah.
Is that the little snake house? There. Look, he can form the letter S. S for snake, can't he? Look. S for snake. Oh, we could turn him into S for swan. He looks more like a swan there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What else begins with S that we could make with this?
And a sausage roll.
A sausage roll. We could make some sausages. It looks like a big string of sausages, doesn't it?
The big one, a big sausage.
A big sausage. Oh, there's lots of sausage rolls there.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. This is just round the top. Or just more merbs. Sorry, bro.
What did you say before you said sausage roll? I didn't quite catch what you were saying to me.
Merbs.
Oh, I see. You're just making up a word, are you?
Yeah. No, sorry, bro. Change, please.
Change, please. Oh, I see. You're pretending you're at the sausage roll shop now, are you?
Yeah.
And Mummy usually gives them some money.
Yes.
And does the lady say, here's your change? Look, we've got some green Play-Doh here. We haven't brought all the colours out, we've just got green.
Got green.
Because we could make a snake with this green Play-Doh, couldn't we? Do you like to make a snake or some sausage rolls?
Sausage rolls. Oh, I want a snake and sausage roll.
I know, I always smell Play-Doh, Thomas. It smells quite nice, doesn't it?
That's it. It's a triangle.
You're making a triangle?
Yeah, that's it. It's a sausage roll now.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Feels a bit rubbery, this, doesn't it? And very cold. Does it feel very cold, darling?
Was it? Smells like a sausage roll to me.
Does it smell like a sausage roll to you? What did you say? It smells like a sausage roll to me. Oh. Do you know what we could make with these, with this green Play-Doh?
Yeah.
We could make some green peas, couldn't we?
Oh, grapes. Yes, of course. So make this pea, little squashy thing.
Little round squashy thing, look like that. Roll it into a ball in the palm of your hand. Looks like more like a grape than a pea, doesn't it?
Here we are. What's this?
It's either a grape or a pea. What do you think?
More like a pear, maybe.
Is it more like a pear?
Two pears. Lots of pears.
Lots of pears. Yes, it could be a green pear, couldn't it? A green pear or a green apple, grapes or peas.
You must make a grape.
I was really going to make a long snake by rolling it into a sausage.
Like a jelly baby.
Oh, you've made a jelly baby, have you?
Yes! I need one.
You don't put Play-Doh in your mouth?
No. I don't have a jelly baby.
I'm making jelly babies. Look, I'm making a snake.
It's a jelly baby.
Is it?
Yes. Wait, it's properly. It's all snapped.
You can't eat it properly, it's all snapped.
No.
Poor jelly baby. Oh, look, this is a big snake, isn't it? Look at this. There we are. Shall we make that its head? That can be its head. And look at that, its tongue. What does its tongue do? That's right. Oh, there, he's coming. Is he eating all the pears and the grapes and the peas?
I like jelly babies.
You like jelly babies?
There's no like jelly babies.
Does he?
Snake's head's fallen out.
Oh, the snake's head's fallen out.
Oh.
Oh, he's broken in half.
Ow.
Oh, is that what he said when his head fell off? Ow.
Oh, snake, I bumped my head on you.
Snake, I bumped my head on you.
I don't know what to say.
Does that look like a jelly baby, Thomas?
No, it's a snake's thing.
It's a snake's thing?
Yeah.
What sort of thing is it?
It's more like a pear, maybe. Put it on you. That.
It's pearly.
I'm making a snake down by you.
Shall I make a little pussycat?
Yeah.
Let's throw a big ball. That can be the body.
Squashing the snake away.
You're just squashing the snake away. There we are, then we roll a smaller ball to make a head. When we finish playing with this, I think we can go. Don't throw it, Thomas, no.
Lots of snakes.
No, you're not to throw. No, no.
Lots of
no,
snakes.
No, you're getting it on the floor.
Not snake. What's the snake doing now? It's all stressed up.
Is it?
Make another one.
I'm also making a pussycat. You want me to make another snake? Let's just put some ears on this fussy cat. Look, if we pinch that like that.
Mash.
We could make a little tail for the pussy, couldn't we?
That's pussy.
When we finish doing this, Thomas, we're going to go and walk to meet Daddy because he should finish work now. He'll be walking home, won't he?
Shh. And what's that, lunch?
And what is that?
The pussy cat. And my finger's stuck.
Is it? Yeah. Did you want me to make you another snake?
Yeah. Look!
Got green fingers, haven't you?
Yes. Not green finger. Not a green finger. What's this?
It can be whatever you want it to be, Thomas. You can either roll it or squash it or fold it.
It's
a nice pussycat, isn't it?
What happened?
You squashed it. So it's not a pussycat anymore, is it? Look, here's the snake again. Shall we make the head and the tongue? What does the tongue do? That's right, there you are. A nice snake. Hi, puss.
I think mine's all finished.
Pardon?
I think it's all finished.
Thomas, what's that Play-Doh doing with Purdy's food? Have you just thrown it at Purdy?
No.
Well, why is it over by her chair, her plate? And you're sitting in your chair.
Planted it out. It's all finished now.
Well, shall we move the necklaces over there?
Yeah.
And that's your snake. You can play with that, can't you? And we can't really use the drinking straws now for drinking with, but we can do something else with those, can't we? I'm not quite sure what. And I'm going to gather all this Play-Doh together. Make one big squashy ball.
And then there's me and my train now.
You show the train now?
Well, under the bridge.
So I think and with
my hand like a train. My hand like a train.
Your hand's like a train, is it?
Yes.
Well, look, the snake we made could be like a train with a lot of carriages, couldn't it?
And we shrunk the bridge, stung out the bridge.
Stung out the bridge?
And just lean on the bridge. So tired.
It's all tired? The snake's tired?
Yeah.
Or is it the train that's tired and it's gone back in the engine shed?
Yeah.
I think Mummy will just need this dough for a few minutes.
I'm not needing it.
Put need, it down. Need is a different sort
and
of need.
I need this train down the floor.
You're putting it down on the floor.
That's it.
When you're making bread or when you're doing anything with pastry or Play-Doh like this, it's called kneading. Can you see what Mummy's doing? She's squashing it. Squashing it down so it makes a nice smooth ball.
What do I make smooth it was ball?
You want to make a smooth ball? Because it was a bit crumbly and dry before, wasn't it?
I'm going to do it.
You want to do it? You do it like that then. That's it, roll it, roll it. Does that feel nice?
Yes.
It still feels cold, doesn't it?
Very cold.
Very cold. Squash it, squash it.
I'm patting you.
You're patting me?
Pat, pat, pat.
You're giving me a kiss?
Under your back.
You're kissing my back. You put your head under your my jumper.
Yeah.
You're kissing my back.
The blue one.
A blue straw?
Yes. Are you on this? Yeah.
When we play with this another time, we'll have to get all the colours out, won't we? And I think we've got a little machine upstairs, haven't we, that the nurse gave you?
Yeah.
The nurse down the road gave you a toy, didn't she, that makes all sorts of shapes and patterns with Play-Doh. There, How's that? Does that look nice and smooth, Thomas?
Yeah, and this is something of a train bridge.
Right, well, I think now it's time to put our shoes on, coats on, and go meet Daddy.
No thanks.
No thanks? Do you not want to go meet Daddy?
No thanks.
Oh, fine.
You're fine. And then my shoes
Well, this evening, after we've had our tea, perhaps when Daddy wants to sit quietly for a few minutes with his newspaper, that would be a good time to play with the trains then, wouldn't it?
I want to play it now.
You want to play now?
Yes.
Okay.
You alike.
You'd like me to play with you?
Yes, I like so. Nobody's looking in my door.
What do you mean nobody's looking in your door?
Nobody not in the door.
Put those in the bin, I think, Thomas, and they don't get stuck with anything else.
In the purse. That's the feeling. More like a snake here, you.
Is Birdie more like a snake?
Yes.
I don't know what's the matter. She's got plenty of food there, hasn't she? She's got water. Just doesn't seem very happy, does she?
No. Want more food.
Want some more food?
Yes. Who's going away to? Funny.